You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. We were just talking with Patrick Henry Bass down in New Orleans, who's the senior editor of Essence, about the evolving nature of the holiday of July 4th, which sort of mirrors the evolution of identity in the United States, a diverse place. People come here for different reasons. People's individual ethnic and family histories are very, very different. But there's also an evolution taking place in citizenship itself, in the global economy and the new changes that are taking place in places like the European Union, where you don't have a national passport, you have an EU passport. Joining us to talk about the multiple citizenships that are proliferating around the world is Martin Flaherty, Leitner Family Professor of International Human Rights at Fordham Law School. He's here in the studio with us, just finished a nice run here in Lower Manhattan. Thanks for joining us, Martin.
Pleasure to be here.
Also with us is Peter Spiro, who's the author of Beyond Citizenship, American Identity After Globalization. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be with you.
And where are you this morning, Peter?
I'm in Rome.
You're in Rome. All right. So which passport are you using today, Peter?
Well, I only have an American passport at the moment, but I'm eligible for German citizenship, and I'm going to get it.
Why do you think more and more Americans are taking advantage of the potential for dual citizenship, or more and more immigrants are retaining their passport of origin in their experience in the United States, Peter?
I think that there are two reasons. One is there's sort of a why not factor. There's really no downside. There are very few obligations that attach to citizenship now. At the same time, that there is some upside. There's some benefits here for travel, for relocation, for employment opportunities, education opportunities. Here in Rome, museum admission prices are lower for EU citizens. And so if I had another citizenship, if I had an EU citizenship, I'd be paying less to get into the museums. And so at the same time that there are no downsides to it, there's some benefits.
So it's less, Peter, of an identity and more of a credential. Let me ask Martin here in the studio. Do you think the notion of citizenship is declining in significance and something else is replacing it?
Yeah, I think it's becoming more multi-layered. So I think people are claiming allegiances to as many kind of entities as they can. I think of myself as an American, as a New Yorker, but also as an Irish citizen, too.
And you had an occasion to take advantage of your Irish passport just recently.
Yeah, I just got back the other day from Seoul, South Korea, where I'd been teaching this past month, and there are all sorts of riots and demonstrations against the importation of American beef.
We've been reporting on them, yes.
And indeed, people think that it causes mad cow disease. And at one instance, I was able to sort of wave my Irish passport and say, I'm not an American, I'm an Irishman, put on a brogue and say, don't get mad at me, it's not my beef.
You know, the use of multiple passports and multiple citizenship identities often is a way of bobbing and weaving around controversial political issues that relate to America's place in the world. Peter, do you see that manifested in the behavior of people with dual citizenship, in your view?
Well, you get cases like the one that Martin just described. In the old world, you'd want to have another citizenship in case you had a terrorist attack or a hijacking or something. I think that's actually a pretty small factor in the motivation for securing dual citizenship. I think another big another part of this is to cement an identity. So that if somebody feels a real attachment to another country, usually through parentage or ancestry, that this is a way of showing that it matters to them.
So if you were to get German citizenship, you would be doing it for what reason?
Well, in my case, it would really be instrumental. The reason I'm eligible is because my father was a German Jewish refugee. And I don't really have a German identity. It would really be to get the reduced admissions fees. And it's interesting, there are quite a number of Israelis who are now acquiring German citizenship, even though they have no real love for Germany, but really instrumentally by way of getting European citizenship.
Patrick Henry Bass, are you eligible for Irish citizenship there with your Irish name?
No, but after being in this humidity, I'm trying to embrace my inner Eskimo.
Your inner Eskimo. What do you think the multiple credential of citizenship means in a broader sense of kind of the many identities that we all carry in the United States?
I think that it does point to a dilution of the meaning of citizenship, that exclusive relationships, and citizenship certainly was once an exclusive relationship, tend to be stronger ones. And to the extent that we can all or many of us can have multiple citizenships, it just tends to be a less jealous institution.
Let me ask a practical question, though, Peter, to my colleague Martin here in the studio. Who recognizes dual citizenship? Where is it practical? Where is it not practical?
Well, it depends. Certain countries don't allow it. Certain countries do. So I made sure that when I got my or claimed my Irish citizenship, that the United States allowed that with regard to Ireland. You know, in terms of practicalities, you know, as Peter said, there's a slight upside. It's not substantial. I get to go through the EU line at airports. And looking to the future, my hope is that one of my daughters, and my wife is Chinese-American, so they're Chinese-looking, but one of my daughters who figure skates, if she can't make the U.S. Olympic team, will one day skate for that Olympic powerhouse, the Republic of Ireland.
A non-trivial advantage.
Right.
Well, Martin Flaherty, thank you very much for being in the studio with us.
You're quite welcome.
And Peter Spiro, thank you for joining us, the author of Beyond Citizenship, American Identity After Globalization. Thank you for joining us from Rome.
Thanks very much, John.
I should point out that Martin Flaherty is the Leitner Family Professor of International Human Rights at Fordham Law School. Now it's time for headlines from Femi Oke.
Hello there. 21 minutes to the hour.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.